Primary Reaction Chamber.
Pericope Ramindor San Orn.
Time.
Initial reaction at T-minus 30.
Fuel slug in place.
Stand by for injection.
Capsule breach now.
Reaction commencing.
Containment field hold to 3.14 degrees of time. Initial chambers crossing to capacity.
Can we hold it?
What's happening?
Critical mass.
Hold on!
Mind spike!
And yes, I turned on the recorder.
To rumble!
We have been watching slash making fun of the Deadliest Warrior. Where our chief frustration. Yes, you have a career in theme music, Greg.
Yes, I do.
Or our chief frustration with the Deadliest Warrior is the fact that they pit weapon against weapon and always seem amazed by the fact that any given weapon can kill somebody. I mean, who
very
knew
strange.
Guns were lethal?
Very odd.
Or swords. They do these odd matchups, and they put them in these odd situations, and they discount tactics entirely.
Well, the problem is they took Spartan, you know, or the... Was it the ninja and the Spartan?
Yeah, the Spartan and the ninja.
They fought.
Okay, the very first one
we
watched.
Because, you know, like those ladies on the Aztec warrior versus the African zombie warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Those were more equal because they didn't have, you know, like the ninja sneaks in. They were stand-up fighters, so it was equal footing already. I think they're finally learning and getting their head out of
it. They even had similar weapons.
Yeah, because that's the only time. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I'd rather see...
Hunting relatively, you know, skirmish-style hunters.
We've seen that before, the Jesse James gang versus Al Capone. I mean, similar stuff.
It was firearms.
The Shaolin monk versus the Maori warrior. That was very cool. You know, and they gave the edge to that one on the Shaolin because they had steel weapons.
But, you know, some it just... I think the worst combo they did was the ninja versus the Spartan because they didn't have no one to stick the ninja against, really.
Well, you know what? We weren't happy with a number of them from Season 1, including Viking versus Samurai.
Yeah, because that was just, still say the Vikings could have won.
The Vikings should have won. Yeah, I agree. I mean, we weren't happy with, we didn't like the William Wallace versus Shaka Zulu thing.
Yes, Shaka should have won. I don't give a darn what that English prick was.
We weren't real happy with Knight versus Pirate.
Yeah. I didn't see that one. You tell me about it, and I would have been...
Yeah, well, they...
Because it came down to firearms?
It came down to firearms.
He had the short-range weapon, he just shot him some crap?
Basically. He knocked the pirate down, or the pirate knocked the knight down, and then runs up and shoots him in the face with his gun.
A knight fighting a pirate on a boat or ground?
No, it was on the ground.
So, I mean, it's still... Did the knight get the cavalry? Get his horse?
Yeah, he had his horse, but he
was ineffective, huh?
Yeah, it was really ineffective.
Then the ranged weapon was only effective at point-blank range, so therefore no, like usual, ranged weapons made a difference. Just like with the Spetsnaz and the IRA or whatever we want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sniper, he took out one or two, you know, the guns, but, you know, in the end it was booby traps wearing them down and then just getting shots. I mean, it was just,
So we've been really kind of frustrated with this show. It's
yet we keep watching.
Yet we do keep watching. What's a fun
to mock?
Well, it's what they're going to choose and what we would decide.
Yes, we would decide better.
But I mean that, and it's cool to watch them test the weapons.
Yeah. Yes, that's the coolest part of the show.
Want to get ones.
That Aztec weapon took the head clean off a horse.
We can make some friends. Go down to the hardware store, get some wood.
Very
simple. Go to the rock place, get some obsidian.
And I think I was more impressed when they had the two actors go, and he swung that thing around and took the top clean off of the guy's shield.
Yeah. That thing is impressive.
Well, yeah, but no, it wasn't. It was the fact that he did that, and then they look on the Zonde warrior's face. He's like, "Oh crap, that could have hit me."
That's when they told him, "Okay, we want you to look excited. Why? Something's gonna happen. Watch."
He got close.
So we've decided to give this our own go, and we've trotted back out the Spartan versus Ninja, and made some characters in the 4th edition GURPS. And we are going to...
Then we could have martial arts real good. And
ah.
It would have been. Because it's easier.
Yeah, well.
Then your ninja could have looked like Chuck Norris as he died at my blade.
I mean, we could trot out the martial arts techniques and stuff, but...
Well, the 4th edition is just too much work.
It is. It is.
So I was like, you know, 3rd, I was like, I could pull out the sword stop, and I was like, eh, never mind.
But the very first thing we notice when doing this stuff is that any given class of weapons has a similar range of damage.
Yes.
So any given sword, you know, one-handed swords are going to do a similar amount of damage. A two-handed sword is going to do a similar amount of damage.
The defining factor is the character's strength. That is it.
I mean, it comes down to the different characters and the tactics they employ.
Pointy end goes in soft body.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, weapons do damage not based really on ornamental design, but they do damage based on the weight and the leverage.
Yep.
A weapon that uses...
Not right now.
A weapon that uses leverage better will do more damage. A heavier weapon will do more damage.
Yep.
And that's fairly universal. I mean, there are some other factors in it, like in ranged weapons, rather than leverage, you put speed, you know, velocity, and mass.
Power of the bow, yeah.
Yeah.
Such as...
I mean, we've seen before how arrowheads make very little difference.
Yes, the iron arrowheads and the... and almost anything else, really they don't matter that much.
Yeah, versus the... No, they just determine penetration.
Penetration.
Yeah. The type of damage within the GURP system.
Barbed arrowheads do more when you yank them out.
That's it.
So
leave it in.
Yeah.
What you're supposed to do anyway.
Or push it all the way through. Depends on where it's at. So,
yeah.
Come on, you gotta watch enough westerns.
Well, yeah.
So, it's going to be person versus person in the end, and we're going to try and keep this... from being just a contest of dice.
My butt's gonna kick your ass right now. We'll win.
Yeah, you'll forgive me. You know what? I'll pass on that, but Greg will take you up.
Oh, no. He's a skinny guy. They fight till they're hamburger.
All right. We all know that.
So, we've got our ninja. I've got the ninja. Kurt, you've got the Spartan warrior.
Yeah, the winner.
We'll see. Tell me about your Spartan warrior. Tell us about the Spartan, his weapons, and his tactics.
Yeah. Spartan trained from birth to be a fighter. I mean, hell, they can't even get married till after they're 30. And then before that, they got to sneak out. And if they get caught, they get their ass kicked. I mean, they were actually at the time of, what, to become a man, they have to go out and kill one of the slaves. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
But, no, this is just a typical... Well, one of them, typical, he's a 30-year-old Spartan. Fights with a short sword, spear, javelin, sword, shield. Wears armor. Usually fights in formation, but he won't be today. So, I mean, I made him even for a playable character. So, he's got all the skills that he needs and appropriate to his time and everything. Mm-hmm. So, there's nothing where I focused all on his fighting to kill you. But he is a fighter, so it doesn't matter. But I just didn't go overboard.
The Spartan's got a number of things on his side. He wears armor.
He wears armor, greaves, arm greaves, leg greaves, a helmet, and he carries a shield.
And he's got a breastplate,
corsair,
or virus,
yeah.
Or what is that?
The bronze corselet.
Okay.
It just, you know, chest plate, you know. It's got openings where his arms can move.
Mm-hmm.
Free motion, same with the neck, and he's wear arms greaves to protect him.
Of course you can have dinner. You would wait till right now to do it. Go eat dinner.
I don't know what dinner is.
No?
Oh.
Get off.
Ow! That hurts.
Yes.
Come on.
And the ninja loses by boy. He has dependents. The Spartan did not.
There you go.
Dependents took him out.
Sit down, eat right.
Peanut butter.
Don't swing around eating your ice cream all willy-dilly.
Willy-nilly.
Yippity-bippity.
Yippity-bippity.
I'm just going to...
Nope. Nope, you're not. Your attitude sucks. You want a game so bad. Really, I mean, you're not old enough. You should still be playing board games.
Destiny, I will work with you today and tomorrow, and we will create a Savage World character together that you understand. Today.
And that you can play properly. If not, my character will put a bullet in its head.
And where is my character?
He will.
Yours, we died in character creation. We did it Twilight 2000 style. Died old age.
That was always so funny.
I get to pick his eight.
He's 84.
Hey, I'm gonna...
In cat years, so he died.
I am gonna erase that number and put 6.5.
No, he's gonna be 6.5. That's gonna really limit his skill selections.
Sweet. I am not burping it. I'm not changing diapers. I'm not taking it to potty. I'm not feeding it.
We are giving you a...
No. Okay, so he's got a level of armor. In fact, it's not full plate armor, but...
No, that's heavy. And
what's his armor made out of?
Bronze.
Bronze.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I went with, because that's appropriate.
That's what they use.
Tech level
3
gave you iron, but he's tech level 2.
Yeah, basic cutting...
But I used the old 3rd edition Greek book, and you could get a hold of iron weapons at that time as well.
Okay.
But I didn't worry about it.
I'm not sure that there's an easily quantifiable difference between...
No, it still does the damage. They don't say it's just you.
Maybe the longevity.
Very strict. There's a -1 penalty to damage on a bronze weapon against an iron.
Against an iron one.
Against an iron one. Yeah,
but he's not ironed.
It doesn't matter.
Armored
for practical purposes. It's easy to ignore.
Yeah.
One. I mean, for this, there's no real worry.
Maybe iron weapons have I don't know, they're going to be slightly heavier, they're probably going to retain a cutting edge. They're going to retain their cutting edge better.
Yeah, but that ain't going to matter for the fight.
Stimulate that by giving them a higher breakability factor.
Which isn't going to come into play.
Yeah.
That's bookkeeping.
Yeah.
We don't do bookkeeping.
Yeah.
I'm not an accountant. And I play one on TV.
The differences are minor and mostly not pertinent to the immediate situation of a fight.
But, I mean, the Spartan did have his one secret weapon, MAC-10, under the corset.
Oh, yeah? Was that where they kept it?
Yeah.
Okay. The Spartan shield is worth mentioning.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, describe the shield.
It's like 3-foot diameter almost.
Mm-hmm.
Round. Sturdy built to take a beating, and we've seen that you take a beating on the Deadliest Warrior.
Yeah,
but I mean, they used it for defense.
Penetrated that shield.
It didn't, but that didn't matter.
Iron wasn't penetrating. The steel weapons were not penetrating.
In GURPS, it adds a DB bonus to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Parry, dodge,
mm-hmm.
and for the one in the Greek book, they say we use it to treat it as a medium shield, so it gives me a +2 to all that.
Okay. And the Spartan formation, I mean, the big famous image of the Spartans is them hiding behind these shields.
They're not hiding. They're standing their ground. You don't hide behind the shields.
But they're really large enough to do that.
Oh, yeah, because no one aims for your legs in a fight. So they got the greaves, so because it covers from shoulder to knee.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big it is. And for Greeks at that time, they were that tall. It was big enough to cover their whole body virtually.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you stand next to each other, his shield protected his guy next to him, basically, mm-hmm. where he stood, and the next guy did all that. So together, they all protected each other.
You mentioned something that's very important to consider. Nobody aims for the knees and the legs in a battlefield fight. They're not trained to, exactly.
No.
You see a lot of that in mixed martial arts and these one-on-one battles
where
they're going for the legs and they're going for that. But that is not, that is reflective of a tournament or a staged fight, a duel or something like that. It's not really reflective of the battlefield
you're more likely to get hurt if you do things like that.
Well, because you're concentrating on the wrong
part for their feet, and they're going to aim for your chest.
Well, Well, yeah, I mean, and you have to stoop to do something like that, which leaves a whole bunch of the rest of you exposed to people that are all around you.
Yep.
So. Plus you break the shield wall and other such protective measures.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to ever do that.
Yep.
The ninja, on the other hand, carries a number of things. I handed him some ranged weapons. He's got a standard short bow. Mm-hmm. Give him the famous ninja blowpipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ninjas carried a Japanese straight sword. Mm-hmm. Avoided the spear fighting, the naginata, and the other things that would have turned him into another rank and file warrior, because the ninjas of legend and the ninjas in the movie are not rank and file warriors.
Sneaky.
So opted for sneaky weapons. So the weaponry consists of the two ranged weapons, the one short sword. I gave him this. $300 personal burial money.
Yep.
He's got his twin Psi.
Now are they sharpened like in the movies?
Yes, they're sharpened along the edges like in the movies. Also gave him the Kusari Gama, the chain and sickle.
The fancy stuff.
The fancy stuff, that's right. And of course, reflective of a ninja assassin, you know, grown up in a cloister in a convent and raised as a ninja his whole life, because, you know, we all know that that's the reality of ninjas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Modern day ninjas train all day, work at Burger King at night.
That's right. Oh, man. The ones that don't hire themselves through indentured servitude through the mail, right?
Or have an assassination thing for 100 pounds of gold.
100 you know? Pounds of gold.
Yep.
So we're going to take the ninja. Oh, most significantly, the ninja has no armor.
Yeah.
So no armor, no shield, everything. It's Dex, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to put the ninja and the Spartan into a coliseum and see how they do.
Greg, are
you gonna kick us off here?
Now, is there any limitations on what you do in the fight?
We had gone non-cinematic.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Like, no targeting body parts? Or what, since it's one-on-one?
Oh, this is real.
No, this is, I mean, standard okay. GURPS rules. You can do called shots.
I just wondering.
Yeah, stuff.
Okay, with this head Highlander style, go for it.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay,
we do that.
Sure.
We have our walking rules encyclopedia right here. So
yeah, but we both intimidate that.
Yeah. Nope, you are all in the middle of a coliseum, and there is no escape. The Romans are laughing at you all because they can at this point,
and they end up in Riverworld.
Shit, you never know with these things.
So my ninja throws a smoke bomb egg at his feet. Vanishes into a puff of smoke, reappears outside the gates, and leaves.
In the real world.
Once he looks at the Spartan, is like,
boom. That should have been the common sense thing.
That is exactly what the man would do. I declared that straight up. I mean, wake up these walls. Yeah. You all ain't stopping me. Look, Katsuri Gama. I just climbed up your walls.
Yeah.
As long as these smoke bombs last, I'm out of here.
That was the simple argument. Why the hell did they choose ninja versus Spartan? No way in hell. I mean, ninja versus commando, or you know, some other like that would have been hell yeah. You know, but you know, because then they could have took the Spartan. Oh, well, whatever.
Okay, so Roman Coliseum, no escape.
Yes, there's no real escape. They made the walls a little too high for the ninja.
Oh well, doggone it.
And you don't think
and they're having a straight check and a chapel fight the bars.
So,
damn Romans, they would do it.
That they found one really stupid ninja.
Shut up.
And
100 pounds of gold.
Oh, 100
pounds of gold.
That'll do it. So the emperor stands up there and says, "Get it on!" And sits back down. And that's that. Get going.
So all right. For initiative.
I've forgotten.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So
I mean, that's the one thing I don't remember.
Let's see, Dex plus Wits. No, wait a minute.
Yes, but wrong system.
No, we shuffle and deal the cards.
That worked for me. I don't remember, damn it. Is it a die plus your move? No, or is it move-based, period?
I don't
know. You got the books on you.
What's actually I don't.
Well, we're going to do it as die plus move, then? Screw it.
Do it that way.
I thought it was basic speed.
Yeah, that's tough.
Actually, I think it is basic speed, so.
Yeah, because you've got a section for basic speed and basic move.
Mm-hmm.
And your move is actually your...
Move.
Yeah, your move, and speed is your
speed.
Initiative.
Speed. Okay.
So, I've got a basic speed of 8.
Yeah, you can go first.
Yeah.
I didn't even go that high.
Speed, baby!
Opposite ends of the Colosseum, then?
Yes.
All right. Well, the very first...
He's counting!
Yeah, so... Spartan puts up a shield, and I draw the bow. I mean, that's what it's for.
Yeah, my own payment. So,
okay.
Damn. Okay.
And that's just versus bow skill. Do I have any modifiers? Yep. Can I
range? But
range.
Are we going to throw that out and just say screw it?
Screw that. Okay. You just go ahead and make your shot.
There's a nice breeze to make everything carry.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So no modifiers for range. Yeah. That's another... We created the characters using standard rule sets. There's going to be some variation between skills, but we assumed a high level of skill on the part of each participant. All right, so bow shot. Let's see if I can take down the Spartan.
I want to keep my nearly dice.
And I need to not use my Fear the Con dice. Because that's not a failure. That's a...
Did you shoot yourself in the foot?
No, he has a skill of 16. I rolled a 16.
That means you hit.
That's a hit.
Barely.
Oh.
Yes.
So he gets a chance to... You can't dodge bow shot, but you can parry, right? Or is it the other way around?
You can dodge. You cannot parry a bow shot.
You cannot parry a bow shot. Even with the big Spartan shield.
Yeah, because it adds to everything.
It adds
even
to
dodge.
Everything, including dodge.
Including, okay, well.
Okay. Dank.
He blocks it right off. So it goes flying across the entire thing. Wonderful, nice, smooth, perfect shot, which he sits here and casually deflects.
Lovely. How many...
You know, by your rule, the 300 Spartans died probably in the initial arrow volley then.
Probably.
Because they didn't move. I mean, it's based on dodge. Dodge is your worst thing.
Yes.
It is, and it only gives a +2, so on average, you got a 10.
I'm sure that we're not wholly up to date on these, so I'm sure there's a fudge factor there, but... So how many shots can I get before he closes?
Well, let's see.
It's the Colosseum. I don't know the exact size of a Colosseum.
Call it a football field.
We'll call it a football field. Kurt moves his move. It depends on whether Kurt runs or not.
I'm running.
Because I think running doubles move.
Yeah. So. All right, so...
What's your move then?
That'd be doubled 4. Armor. Encumbrance.
Yes. Yeah. So, in that case... making the assumption of 4 yards per round, it's going to take him 25 rounds to get to you.
Dude, you're slow.
But they all are, but they weren't runners.
They weren't runners. Okay.
So
I've got a number of bow shots I can take here. I'm just going to take a number of bow shots.
Take a few bow shots, try to pick him off while he's running.
And, does my degree of success affect his ability to deflect the arrow?
Nope. Straight up.
Straight every time.
Your own stat. I mean, that's the one thing.
Okay.
Your
GURPS is not...
Because if it's that way, you'd be dead a long time.
And 16 crits on a, what, 6 or better?
Yeah. 6 or lower.
6 or lower. Okay, well, that's a 7. That's a regular hit. How many shots do you want to give me?
Dang. Shoot.
Well, remember, the more you shoot with your dice, the more option you are. You're going to critical fail and kill yourself.
Probably.
There is that funny option that we'll accept.
Yeah.
So,
Well, let's call it a dozen.
A dozen. You know,
yeah.
Ease. All right. Stuff.
That's another hit. You know, if any of these get through that shield and armor.
The armor is when you got to roll damage then.
Yeah.
So, but well, it's DB now.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's all DR.
Okay.
Because the asshole got rid of PD.
Third hit.
Okay.
Fourth is a critical hit. How does that affect his, or does
you,
it?
You do more damage.
It's damage, okay.
Crit, four.
Okay. Five hits. Shot number five hits. Shot number six hits. What?
It's just sitting there sucking it all.
This, damn it!
Okay.
I'm rolling under 10, so I'm all good.
Shot number seven
hits.
It's
funny that this, you know, he's in there hitting you every time. And you're going like, oh crap! Oh crap! Oh crap!
Shot number eight hits.
Well, you did have a skill of 16.
Skill of 16.
And we're not using distance penalties or anything.
Shot number nine hits.
You son of a mother's goat. I'm tired already.
No, that's a crit for me.
Shot number 10 hits.
Oh, this is great.
Barely.
Number 11 hits.
I might be stuck in a shield.
Probably so.
Yeah, that's under.
Number 12 hits.
Crit fail. Kill you. No, under.
All right.
One.
So by the time you close, I've put off 12, 13 shots. Every one of them on target, and he's got a shield full of arrows.
They're not even sticky.
Like in a movie. Like in a movie. I can lean them all.
That shield. That shield does not allow arrows to stick in.
No, it's a cinematic enough. Do like in a movie. Clean them off when I'm in his face. God bless America. My dad's eating around. They're warmed up for GURPS now, I guess. That's why I didn't use the ninja dice.
All right. All right, so now he has closed to hand-to-hand range.
Yes.
Just looking at the dice, if everything I do, he can turn on his shield?
Yeah. That's the way the real game is.
Or less.
No, 15. On my shield it's 15 or less.
Oh, good lord.
That was just dodge. Remember he said we couldn't parry the missile weapons, so that was my dodge alone.
Okay.
Now we're in the shield thing, so it's a 15 now. I went up with skill now, because it's in hand.
Okay.
So I just have to roll. I can roll off any of yours on a 15 or less.
I think this could be a long fight.
Probably not.
And he's got no armor. If I get one hit, it may hurt.
Ninja has no armor.
And I still got my armor.
Parry.
Yes, parry and dodge. That's true.
You guys are going to be sitting there. Kurt still has the advantage on dodge.
And I'm not using the Spartan with two attacks. I'm just going with, the tougher one.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that one better anyway.
All right. So I shoot the chain towards the legs in an attempt to entangle.
Skill roll.
Yeah. Six is a... Oh, I don't know if that's a... crit. That's against Mike. Sorry, it's 15. It's a regular hit.
Very.
He can just turn that on the shield.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter in GURPS. Because if it did that much, you couldn't use your shield half the time, because like I said, it'd be up here, you should like, but you can use the parry to parry, and it adds to the parry.
Mm-hmm.
It is a frightening thing.
Yeah.
That really is a frightening thing.
Well,
and that's something that we didn't see on Deadliest Warrior. Shields weren't used.
Except that once take the one hit, and that was it. It was minor. Because if they used it, the battle was over. I don't care. That shield is God.
And his sword. They could do nothing to that shield. Even their iron.
They showed it. They tested it. They could not do it.
My God. Two-handed weapon against it.
I'm going to hit your arm. With my sword. Hit. It's only a minus 2 from an 18. So it's 16s I hit.
Okay, I'm looking for my...
Should be a couple of boxes.
Where's the parry?
Here
it is.
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
It's higher than it used to be.
No, it's... No.
I thought it used to be.
No, same. And, let's see, it didn't matter. Let's see, my dex is a... Let's see, well, skill. Oh, shit, I was using that. That's funny. Okay.
Wow, that's interesting.
Look
You must study your character.
I'm guilty of that a lot. Okay. So I have a basic parry of 10 or better, and that's a failure.
So I've hit his
eye. I mean, I rolled an 11.
There you go.
So that's a hit with the short sword. What does that do?
Short sword swinging. 1d plus 2.
Cut it.
Yeah.
But he's got... Yeah,
no armor.
1.5, right?
1.5 times.
Yeah. Because remember, it's the type does more.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 plus 2 is 4, plus 2 more, 6 points of damage to your arm. So by her health divided by stuff, determined a critical.
Off of 11 hit points.
Yeah, which he's... disabled it, at least.
Your arm's out. Most likely.
Arm's out.
Okay.
See?
So that's an arm down. Is there a will roll or something to stay in the battle, or...
You've lost the use of your arm now. You can use the other arm at penalty.
Okay.
Because your weapon arms are primary hand, so if you didn't take ambidextrous, say offhand.
At this point, you're fighting an offhand battle against a fully armored Spartan.
Ninja
Egg.
I'm not
going to bother with the bleeding rolls in this, because that's annoying.
Ninja Egg in the face.
Okay, go for it.
And that's actually 12-14. No, that's still a hit.
Not with the penalty for face, minus 5.
That's a miss.
So you toss that baby offhanded, and...
Offhanded.
Yeah.
And it goes flying past the drake's face.
I didn't have to use my shell, people!
Jesus. Everybody is happy about that, wasn't there?
Then I'll attack your other arm.
Exactly.
Minus 2, that's a 16. Hit. You're at minus, so...
What's the penalty to...
I don't know, you got
two. There's, I mean...
No, it's more than that.
Right.
I know it is, because that's when my other Spartan has ambidextrous.
Because I thought it's 4, then.
It is more than 2. That's what I do know, because it was, like, bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Does it affect my dodge?
Yeah. Well, no.
No.
No, no.
Okay, then I make a successful dodge.
Hallelujah.
All right. Turn around. We'll try another. We'll try the blowpipe. I'm gonna shoot a poison dart at him. That's pretty much all I got left at this point.
Oh hell
no!
That's
a critical failure.
He shot himself.
You inhale your blowpipe dart. And okay,
that's actually the worst possible critical failure right there. The ninja dissolves into a puff of smoke like they do on Electra.
Yes. And that is the end of that. Round one, Sparta! Reset! And,
you know what? To be fair, this is pretty much what we expected.
Yeah, because they...
Yes.
Even because it's the type of warrior. He's not a stand-up fighter. I mean, that's why they didn't have him fight a knight. In the end, the ninja sneaks in. He'll take a strike. If he can't beat him, he leaves. He does not stay around to die the honorable death. That's not a ninja. That's a samurai.
The ninja's going to wait and poison your food. That's what he's for.
You know what I mean? If we wanted a slugfest, we create them both with ninjas. Surprise, we'd be here all day.
Yeah. We could be here. And we were going to do 2 out of 3, but I don't think there's any
there's
point
no
to
point
that.
In this, because you're going to have the same problem.
Because if I'm running... Four. So I give him a minus 2 penalty to everything if I run.
Mm-hmm.
Speed's a factor. Well, I'm going to start
using factor.
That.
And you know what? I could have just, instead of trying to do that, just stand here and dodge all day and drop the spikes and drop the traps. And really, the shield on the Spartan is so overwhelming in its usefulness that anything there gets turned. What we really see is that the battles aren't won by the skill.
No, it's the mass skill and the armor.
Mass skill, armor makes a difference, but it's not really the degree of skill of the individual. It's you don't win by successfully executing your death strike. You win by the other guy getting a bad break or doing something wrong.
Yes.
You might. I mean, and this is a perfect example of that.
Nah. If he used my other Spartan, he would have had 2 attacks and would have definitely took your arms off in the first round.
Probably.
Yes. But yeah. But this one, I was going for toughness, so he had always a DR. Like, if you didn't target me, so you're targeting main body. Mm-hmm. That means body. That's his main course, a DR5, plus his toughness of 2. 7 points negated already on your damage. Mm-hmm. That's big in GURPS. That is huge.
You know what? We were talking about doing the scenario where the ninja sneaks into camp. And, I mean, if we wanted to go on and do that,
it'd be his skill roll versus perception.
It would be stealth versus perception. Yeah. And
that's just skill roll.
He'd be better off than the
He would be much better off. Chances are he could take out, you know, a number of Spartan guards before somebody caught him.
Here's the thing. You snuck in. Yeah, you attacked him. Did you kill him?
Did you kill him?
See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And that's the other
problem. Well, we're talking about one-shot, one-kill weapons, okay? Yeah. Like the garrots or the noose or the blowfish poison or...
Well, ninjas are well set up with stuff.
Well, like your blowgun. How much damage does it do when it hits, penetrates?
It's not the dart. It's the poison.
Yeah, but the poison has to penetrate with the toughness by the rules. It would never penetrate.
Okay.
See, that's the problem with... Because I got toughness of 2. They do like a 1 and then it does the poison.
Okay, well...
See, that's one of the things. I mean, I designed him enough in game terms as well to understand everything so he could be a Spartan. If I didn't do that, he wouldn't, you know, be the toughness. He'd fall like a normal dude.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the problem. And the armor just won it. When I gave him the toughness of 2, that was 5. He's got a tough DR of 5 on all his limbs.
Yeah.
And a 7 on his main body.
Now, you know, if we wanted to make this a more comparable fight, we could have gone Spartan versus Samurai.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they both have the spear type weapon.
Armor,
they
sword,
both have armor,
spear.
They both have shields. Mm-hmm. You know, Samurai carried...
Mm-hmm.
No, Samurai didn't carry a shield.
They had a two-handed weapon.
Okay, extra weapon.
They did, like, you know, the knife. Did they have a shield arm? But, you know, it's just they face that side. But, you know, most of their fighting was, you know, honorable, that kind of thing.
And I think we would have seen the same thing. We would have been here all day with hit, turn.
Yeah, because he could put more skill in Samurai's sword skill to give him a good parry where he could always turn. Well, I just had my shield, so it'd be bang, 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 bang.
Two-handed weapon.
Until somebody screws up and misses their parry.
Until you rolled your 18, cut your foot off.
And, I mean, we've seen weapons are lethal enough that, I mean, we're talking about that strike to the arm is going to incapacitate the arm. You're also talking major blood loss.
Oh, yeah.
It's cutting. Shock.
Yeah, it's 1 and plus whatever. It's like good damage now. They did it good.
It was gone.
It was cool.
So, yeah, but it's fun.
now we need the video game.
Now we need the video game.
Oh, yeah. You're totally toast.
So, Mortal Kombat goes to the Spartan. Finish him!
Spear. I didn't use the javelin when I got in range. I just said, held it. My skill is adequate, but, you know. I probably could have gone.
I would actually have expected at least one of those arrows to get through.
I did too, but I was rolling way under 10. And I didn't. I needed a 12. And I was like, wow.
So even on a 50-50 chance on each one, that still shows that you can easily do the 50-50 and
a thousand times they probably would have got through a few. But, you know, you weren't aiming either, so it was always a body hit. So.
Well, you don't aim.
Well, it's GURPS, I'm thinking. So the DR7, 7 subtracts from your damage already. So if it ain't a crit, most likely it ain't getting through on the arrow.
Well, it's only a thrust weapon. If it misses that, then it would strike an exposed area, a side or
something
else.
They don't do it that way. That's the problem.
Okay.
It doesn't hit those things.
Yeah, it's always a body shot.
Okay.
That's what you think.
Or if it's really wild, you do a random one, but if you miss, it's usually your buddy they're rolling for, which is cool.
Spartan versus Ninja, we proved conclusively that the Spartan is a match for a ninja in the takedown fight, and that ninjas don't fight that way.
Nope.
I mean, God.
Ninja was being called a ninja. Ever going to do that.
I mean,
all right, well, you know what? It's time for Mythbusters.
Critical Press Media is committed to publishing 2 books annually for the purpose of raising money and awareness for selected charities. This presents an ideal opportunity for amateur writers, writing enthusiasts, and students to get professional, critical feedback on their writing and possibly even publish a story. no submission will be turned away unread.
Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did you see the hungry and fed you, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." From the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 34 through 40.
Critical Press Media's first benefit project for 2010 will be part of Compassion 365, the year-long campaign by the Christian New Media Group to raise awareness and funds for Compassion International. We are looking for original fiction by new and upcoming authors with a passion for emotional storytelling, thought-provoking and well-reasoned essays where critical reasoning is brought to bear on the topic, and riveting news articles documenting the impact of suffering on humanity and the efforts of individuals and relief organizations. Manuscripts suitable for the project will be anywhere from 200 to 10,000 words in length, will belong to any genre or style, and use an act of compassion as a key element of the manuscript.
Dad, what is an act of compassion?
The passage in Matthew defines six states of being wherein an act of compassion performed as ministry to another is actually service rendered to the Lord. Hunger, thirst, alienation, vulnerability, sickness, and imprisonment. A manuscript ideally suited to this project will treat one of these conditions as a central element or theme and demonstrate the effect of these conditions both on the afflicted and on their deliverer. Don't second-guess your story. Send it in and let us read it. Deadline for manuscript submission is June 1st, 2010. No new manuscript submissions will be accepted after June 1st. Manuscripts should be submitted in the body of an email or as an email attachment to winstonc@criticalpressmedia.com with the words "manuscript submission" in the subject line. Please include a brief synopsis of your submission and a few lines about you personally in the body of the email. Remember, we're looking for information, not ad copy. All submissions will be read by the editorial staff at Critical Press Media, and authors will receive a detailed response about their manuscript. If the manuscript is suitable for the project, editors will continue to work with the author until the project is complete. All authors published in the final project will receive a copy of the final book in print and in ebook formats. Critical Press Media is not associated with Compassion International, but we desire the benefit book to reflect the core values of that organization. More information may be found in the submission section at criticalpressmedia.com.
Email at mindspike@criticalpressmedia.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license.